Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We have got some like young superhero type people in the studio. We are talking to Jared van Alphen and Kai Broom about... They are from Treberton College, and we're talking about the Drakensberg Traverse that they did last year and also some other superhero thing that they did this year, because there's other people from the school that are doing the Drakensberg Traverse right now.
I just want to say thanks for giving up your school holidays for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All the way from Moy River. We must be important.
Yeah, no. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. So Treberton does this thing called the Grand Traverse, which is on at the moment. And I understand you guys did it last year. Someone take me through it. What is it?
Okay, I can take you guys through it. So it's basically a 250-kilometer hike across the Drakensberg Escarpment, starting at this place called Sentinel Car Park and moving down and finishing at Bushman's Neck. It's quite a good long hike.
And 250, was that right?
Yeah, 250.
It's quite a good long hike, Rob.
Yeah, but yeah, it is definitely a challenge. Most people do it in about 10 to 15 days. We did it in 9 and a bit last year. And
oh, to be young and strong.
I tell you. So you don't have any support with you. So I'm a mom. I have two kids. My son is 8 and my daughter's 5. And I don't know how I would sleep for those 9.5 nights knowing that my kid is in the wilderness on their own. So tell me a bit about how you guys managed to survive this. Did you take your own, obviously your gear, your food, all of that? Do you sleep? What's the story?
Yeah, so it's actually quite funny with when we do things like this. My mom always says that I mustn't tell her what I've done until I've done it.
Thank
so that
you.
She doesn't get scared of what
your
I'm doing.
Your mom is a wise lady.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But yeah, for the traverse, we... just the normal hiking gear, you know, rainproof pants, jackets, gloves, beanies, the warm kit, and then sleeping bags and tents, because it's 10 days, obviously. But then we had a resupply.
I've done some hikes in my time, and I'm just adding the weights in my head as you're going. Sleeping bags and tents. Oh.
Yeah, it was about 21, 22 kgs each.
That's more than enough to make your day uncomfortable.
And food and everything, yeah. We had a resupply drop at 5 days, though, so we only had to carry 5 days worth of food each time.
Only 5 days
I'm
worth
sorry,
of food.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be involved in anything that has a resupply drop.
I also think that I, just for the sake of economy and my own like fatigue levels, would eat all my food on day one. And then I know, okay, I'm cool for 4 days until the resupply, I'm good.
And then are you just, you know, campsite to campsite out under the stars? You're getting a building every now and then, maybe a bathroom here and there.
So definitely a couple of 5-star hotels along the way. If you want to stay in a shepherd's hut, you can. But other than that, you're going to be sleeping underneath the stars or in a cave. So
take me through then why.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You have one life, you might as well live it, sir.
It's an adventure.
It is an adventure, but I suppose... How old are you now?
I just turned 18.
Just turned 18. Okay, and the people who go on the groups are then what? 16, 17, grade 10s, grade 11s?
Yeah.
That sort of vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be such a journey of self-discovery and having to deal with your mates and not get upset about stuff. And just like, you know, I mean, in a very functional adult kind of way, learn to play nice in a very difficult space.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think we learned those lessons completely. And that's why... You're probably still friends at the moment.
Because if you can survive that, you can survive anything.
Yeah, literally.
What are some of the challenges that you face on this trip? Because currently, there is a group from Treberton hiking it right now, right?
Yeah, there are lots of challenges here. I think just the length of it, and like, it's not just a physical challenge, it's a mental challenge as well. So if you're physically trained and you can get past that, you know, that hardness, then you have the mentality as well, and you have to just get through day after day of walking and going up and going down. So that's quite hard. And then navigation and getting your food right, getting your clothes right, all that kind of stuff. If something goes wrong, the weather can hit you hard, and then you're down for the night and you can't do anything and you're cold and wet. So there are a lot of things that you have to think about, which is quite a struggle.
I can absolutely imagine. I mean, I remember a school trip when we were in grade 11. We went to the Drakensberg as well. We were on top of the amphitheater, and it looked lacquer, and then a storm blew in. And the winds were above 120 kilometers an hour. The rain was coming in sideways. The top of the mountain was like 15 centimeters deep in water. And four of the tents blew off the amphitheater that night, full of people's rucksacks and sleeping bags and everything gone.
Good times. So, it sounds like Survivor without the $1 million waiting for you.
And I love that, you know, you can get the opportunity at 16, 17 years old to go off and do this.
This year, they are doing they've already done something even more incredible. Jared, what did you guys get up to this year in place of now doing the Grand Traverse again?
So we did a mini traverse, but we did it in 31 hours. It's about 100 kilometer traverse across the Drakensberg.
What?
Yeah.
100 kilometers in 31 hours.
Ta-da!
You know what? This is where it's going to get a little bit shocking. They ran it.
No, man.
It is a run.
So you can't physically run on the Drakensberg. I'm not going to lie there. So it was we did run the flats,
yeah.
And we fast walked the downhills and tried to fast walk the uphills as well. So if you run on top of the Drakensberg, you're crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
just because of the altitude.
No, because
and the cliff.
Step on rocks and
then
fall
off. Yeah. Okay.
Roll 3,000 meters down the mountainside.
Doesn't sound pleasant at all.
Last year you did the Grand Traverse that your classmates are on right now. Then this year you're like, no, we don't want to do that. Let's give this. Why?
Well, actually, initially we wanted to run the whole traverse because we walked it and we were like, no, let's do something harder.
We can go faster.
Yeah, like we could do better, you know. And then we chatted to some of our teachers and they were like, no, guys, you're too young. Hey, your muscles will get like truly smashed.
Your body's still growing.
That.
You can't
exactly.
do this.
So like, just do half. So we're like, okay, cool, we'll do half. And so we decided to run half of it.
Is this like the start of a lifetime of adventuring things?
Well, I mean, like, our school is, like, really based on adventure, right? Ever since I've got there, since grade four, I've done lots of things. And so I've really, like, it's grown me to love that sort of thing. And so me and Jared have done adventure races. We've done the Rhino Peak Challenge. We've done a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it's definitely grown to love and I'll definitely carry on.
I actually wanted to chat a bit about the Rhino Peak Challenge. The two of you are now ambassadors for this.
Yeah, we were ambassadors last year from the actual traverse, but I'm not too sure this year. I think we're still definitely doing the challenge.
Wait, let me be the uneducated person in the room putting my hand up. What's the Rhino Peak Challenge?
Okay, let me tell you. So it's actually a really cool initiative. It's basically a run where you're selected to be an ambassador, and one of your duties as an ambassador is to raise funds for conservation in the KZN parks and
nice.
For vultures, for rhinos and whatnot. And you just kind of get that, I think, I'm not too sure what the date is, but you go down to the Drakensberg and all the ambassadors run up the Rhino Peak, come back and just celebrate and have a good time.
There's that word again, run.
Yes, run up. We got a message in from Lindsay, who did the Drakensberg Traverse twice in 1986 and 1988, and he said on the second trip they were stuck in mist for almost 2 days at Twins Cave. Did you guys have a similar experience when you did it last year?
Yeah, I mean, there's always something that's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
There's going to be mist, there's going to be rain. We did get, we were actually quite lucky with the weather, but yeah, there was a 1 or 2 days we were stuck in mist. I'm pretty sure Jared has a fear of clouds now. But
yeah, genuinely, I do. It's serious.
Yeah. But yeah, there was mist, there's rain, there's sleet. I think the group that's now actually has had a bit of snow, so...
Oh, wow.
There's always a challenge with weather.
Have you... I suppose you can't really be in touch with people. Have you checked in with them who are currently doing this thing at the moment? Because you guys just wrapped up your ridiculous 100-kilometer, 31-hour run, like, just the other day.
Yeah, yeah. So we actually have a WhatsApp group going with them. And sometimes if you find the right nook and cranny, you can get some cell phone service there. So
they've
been sending us plenty of photos.
Oh, wow.
Not necessarily phone calls, but we've been seeing these beautiful views of them just hiking around. And to be honest, I'm quite jealous.
About to say, is it making you excited to go back and do it again?
Yeah, no.
I'm just in awe of the fact that you've managed to smash 100 kilometers of Drakensberg Traverse in 31 hours. Here I am complaining about getting up and going to the gym, Roseanne. What's wrong with us being put to shame here? Any big, like, bucket list dream things when it comes to the adventure life? Because now that you've had a taste, it must be like, yeah, I can go and do this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could list lots of things I want to do, but I think one thing I want to do with Jared is climb Kilimanjaro. Yeah. I want to do a really long adventure race, you know, one of the into the hundreds of kilometers, but like when we're in our 40s so that our muscles don't get smashed. And then I actually want to do the Drakensberg Grand Traverse, but faster.
But
when
faster.
When I'm stronger, you know. Yeah.
I love this. Well, guys, I mean, we appreciate you coming in to share the story. It's incredible. Congrats on being selected as ambassadors and doing the run. Congrats for all the work you guys have done. And it's just a very cool achievement, man. Wear it loud and proud.
Yeah, and no, thank you very much for having us.
It's really very cool. Good luck to all your classmates stuck on the side of a mountain somewhere at the moment.
Yeah, please send us pics when they come down, when they're done. We'd love to see and follow up.
Definitely, yeah. Maybe we can follow up sometime.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.